Isn't this a sports show?
I'm nothing if not smooth and professional.
And needy.
And extremely needy.
That's
Don't
fine.
Nod so hard, Beards.
I'm
almost entirely.
I want to eat a Jigglypuff! All right? I'll say it,
wait,
cowards.
Hang on.
I want to eat a Jigglypuff!
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Sports! Sports! We're talking about sports! Pew, 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 pew.
Take the show with you by listening on the Sports Radio 810 mobile app at 810WHB.com or by searching for Almost Entirely Sports wherever you get your podcasts.
I looked at the Facebook comments earlier. No one said that we suck yet today.
That's not an invite, people.
That's not an invitation. You go back into the hole from whence you came.
This is Almost Entirely Sports on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
We've got Chiefs things because it's November. We've got a Colin Kaepernick blip on the radar. That'll get somebody to turn off the radio or to
real fast
text the text line. We've got other weird stories from around sports, both local and otherwise. Got a, maybe a little preview on what the Royals are thinking right now. And we have an absolute treasure trove of nerdy slash pop culture stuff from this last couple of days. Beards has like three hot TV takes. I think maybe three.
Ooh.
Maybe four or five. Beards is loaded up on TV takes.
Yeah, Beards' life has got to be about as complete as it's ever been.
Yeah,
right?
For sure. There's a bunch of good stuff on right now.
Because he looks really happy. Like, he's got this new Star Wars Legos thing.
He's glowing.
He's got Disney Plus. Like, he's living his best life.
We also all, sometime in the second hour of today's show, I'm going to say it now, so we have to do it. Last week, we ran out of time at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Pokemon Sword and Shield comes out on Friday.
Yeah, it does.
Tonight, the three of us are going to decide who ends up with what starter. I have just noticed that we have different color palettes currently right now. Beards is this very score bunny red. But also, got a little score bunny orange in my hat.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also gone kind of dark colors today. Maybe getting those Sobble vibes.
I don't know, though.
A little sad. Rudy's got a little bit of a blue hoodie under his 810 jacket. Blue water type? Who knows? There's no Grookey clearly available right now. How are we going to solve these problems? That's the question we have to answer in the second hour of the show. Because we're going to end up with different starters. Mm-hmm. And that's important. But figuring out how we get to which one, that's going to be, I mean, that might be the whole second hour. I don't know. We might need to get a whiteboard and some red yarn to try to figure out our most logical landing spots.
Some pros and cons lists.
Exactly. Because I'm a little, honestly, right now, I'm a little bit worried that we're going to not have, we're not going to have a full obvious landing spot for each of us. I have pros and cons for all of them. So we will do that later in the show. I want to ask you guys a legitimate question, because I think there are two places that we can start. One is with a very specific story that has like national implications and that it's not terribly local. And then one is super local that's not that specific. If we start by talking about how weird this Colin Kaepernick story is, do you think everyone will stop listening and never come back? We're going to talk about it at some point.
Yeah, so here's the thing.
Do you want to warm everyone up with some Chiefs first and then sneak in the Kaepernick discussion?
There's two options. There's obviously the sneak in the Kaepernick, or is this like a Band-Aid that we're just ripping off?
Get it done right now.
Just be like, hey, everybody, just stick it out for like 5 seconds.
Can I pause
rip
it,
this
a,
off,
can I pause
and then we can move on.
An argument for as to wait?
Sure.
Then I can't play my Colin Kaepernick liner right now.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
I just needed to be knocked one way or the other just a little bit. We can play the liner next segment. Okay, fine. I will say, here's a little teaser on that. Also, Beards is up here cackling at NBA highlights where two dudes ran into each other and then fell over. Beards
Patrick Beverly and Austin Rivers.
Beards is literally living his best life right now.
Yeah. Austin Rivers went to set a screen, Beverly hit it, and they both just fell over at the same time. Same look on their faces.
Things don't
good.
Get better for him. The only way life could get better for him right now is if Kyrie fell off the edge of the earth. Like, that's the only way this gets better.
or if Gordon Hayward got adamantium bones.
I mean, Beards is real.
Best record in the league.
What did you say?
Best record in the league.
That's true.
Tallying wins with injuries. Listen. Aaron Baines has only reached 80% of his full potential, so the Suns aren't quite there yet.
I feel like this is very important to read from the text line.
Sure. 913-912-4810.
Why is Rudy's voice so dang sexy like Barry White? That's it. I just felt like that needed to be out there.
Beards, can you open up the text line just to make sure that someone actually sent that?
Yeah, no, that's the thing. I'll show you.
Let's right please there. Don't say the phone number on the I don't know that phone number off the top of my head.
Right there.
It's someone that, all right.
I don't have any, I'm sure somebody on my phone is an 816, but I don't know this number.
All right, Rudy, I'm going to go into a quick Chiefs diatribe and try to talk people back from the ledge a little bit.
Do it.
We're going to go a couple directions.
Things are so, bright and shiny in Chiefs land.
I'm going to try to shine a little bit of light, but also I would like for you to please pull up some,
Barry White?
So pull up some Barry White lyrics, please.
Oh, man.
This is how we're going to end the segment.
Barry White.
The promise at the end of the segment is I'm going to make Rudy read or sing a Barry White lyric.
Oh, no. This was a bad idea.
I want to talk about the AFC West for a second. Do you guys mind if I give you like a super spicy hot take? It's not really like what I want to do most of the time, but right now I'm never. I promise not to say a fiery hot take that I don't legitimately believe in. And so I promise I'm not just saying this to either appease or rile up anybody. The Chiefs have this game in Mexico, and then immediately following that, obviously, they got the bye week. And the schedule after that goes like this. Versus the Raiders at the Patriots, versus the Broncos at the Bears, versus the Chargers. Two games against the Chargers, coming off a bye, playing that Raiders team at Arrowhead. Andy Reid is very good off of a bye. Mm-hmm. He's exceptional against his own division. The Chiefs are going to win that football game. You can mark this for infinity. Like, if the Chiefs lose to the Raiders at home on December 1st, I will blank. You can do this. Text the show, 913-912-4810. Tweet us, at JB Briscoe, at Not That Rudy, at Beards McFly, hashtag AES on 810. Figure out a way to get us to see something that I can promise to do if the Raiders beat the Chiefs that week. I feel very good about this prediction way too far in advance.
Sing a Barry White song?
I will sing a Barry White song in a much less sexy voice than Rudy apparently has.
I had this thought as you were saying Andy Reid's very good off of a bye. We hear that every year. And then I was like, oh, wait, wasn't there that one year where like they were catastrophic off the bye? And I went and pulled up the 2017 schedule where after the bye,
hey, Beards,
they lost to the Giants, Bills, and Jets.
Not AFC West teams.
In a row.
Not AFC West teams.
You know who the quarterback was?
Not Patrick Mahomes.
Not Patrick Mahomes.
Beards.
I know.
Take that.
That's fine.
I do remember that, though. That was a dark time.
Yeah, no.
It's a good thing we didn't do sad fans, because it would have been, we would all have been
You know what that Giants game, too, was? Was that not the Marcus Peters sock game?
That was the Jets game.
Oh, that was the
hard to keep them apart because they all sucked
Jets,
so
Giants?
Much
okay,
trash
yeah.
garbage water.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Jets.
Jets game was flag in the stands, come back out, no socks on. That's when Marcus Peters lost the Bob Sutton vote, apparently. which was coincidentally about 6 weeks after Bob Sutton lost the Josh Briscoe vote.
Someone from the text line still wants to see you get tased. So are you willing to
want
to be a tase for this?
You know what? Yeah, good point, texter.
Yeah.
All right, Beards Market. Market right now on November 13th, 2019, year of our Lord.
8:11 p.m. and 40 seconds.
I tell you right now, either by the Kansas City Police Department, who honestly I don't think are going to do it, or by the next time Seth Kizer comes into town, I will get tased if the Chiefs lose at home to the Raiders coming off a bye week. I don't even need an injury guarantee. It could be Matt Moore, Chad Henne, or Kyle Shermer.
Oh, man.
And they're going to win that football game, which is exactly what I said about the Titans. Mark it, Beards.
No way this isn't poorly.
Nope. I'm 100% confident.
Beard zooming on his face.
Hold on. Oh, no, if they lose.
This is not a shame zoom in. This is I think he might be sweating zoom in.
Google. Well, it's over 60 degrees in this room. Of course I'm sweating. Google.com taser proof clothing. It actually autofilled. So they're going to win that game, and that game is super, super important because you can play this out. Right now, the Oakland Raiders are 5-4, okay? John Gruden, you guys all want to just say that we're sorry to John Gruden real fast, like all at once, just so we kind of get out of the way altogether a little bit?
No.
Is he still the coach, Beards, by the way? Can you guys look and see if you can find out if Gruden is gone yet? I'm pretty sure he's still there.
when I type in the word is, the first thing that pops up is Joe Flacco with elite.com. So we're going to go to that real fast just to check.
The answer, by the way, for those wondering, is Gruden gone yet? .com. No.
Oh.
He still has 8 years, 9 weeks, 0 days, 15 hours, 46 minutes. And 30 seconds, he has made $6, $7 since I've opened the website. He's earned $18,500,000 overall. He is still owed $81,480,208.
That's million, my friend.
$81,480,207. $206,205.
John Gruden's making a lot of money, and honestly, it's been working in Oakland. They had a disastrous Hard Knocks offseason where their silver lining was the guy who threatened to decapitate his dead father. He became like the good little soldier. Like, he was like, oh yes, Richie Incognito, totally cool and chill now. Like, Richie Incognito didn't show up in Hard Knocks, and he's like,
well, that's because they had Antonio Brown.
I know. What I'm saying is, like, Incognito didn't show up in Hard Knocks.
He was incognito.
Look at this guy.
Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah.
Come on.
I explained to my dad that whole story. He hadn't heard about it. I was like, that's how you're going to go, old man.
That's for science, what, right?
Yes, for science.
I think it's freezing it for science. Yeah. It's like Walt Disney. Speaking of Disney, Beards is his Mandalorian Episode 1 review coming later in tonight's show.
Somebody tweeted in, can we wax your beard like Steve Carell in a 40-year-old virgin?
My face? You can't wax my face.
Did you ever see 40-year-old virgin?
I haven't.
I feel like you haven't.
No.
Yeah, so there's a scene where they're like,
they wax his beard?
No, they're waxing his back, but he wants to do it.
That's fine. You can wax my back.
Chest, I think it was.
Yeah,
Leave my chest hair alone.
And,
it's fine.
And it ultimately just ends up in like a smiley face, kind of, because it's like so painful and you can't finish it. And it was a funny scene.
It wasn't faked.
It was a funny scene.
I would allow, like, that's strangely enough, I would feel more comfortable having a non-professional tase me than like wax my back.
I would be waxed.
Yeah, I feel like waxing gone bad somehow would be worse than getting tased poorly. I don't know.
I feel like it might be a longer process. Like a tase
for sure
feels like it could be just like quick, you know?
Yeah.
Like, not that you're not going to feel any pain afterwards, but, like, the jolt is pretty quick there.
Just poof. Getting waxed for 5 minutes sounds really, really unpleasant. No, we're in on the tase, although, yeah, if one of these places in the area that, like, does laser hair removal or whatever wants to sponsor the show, I'll let you laser my back. That's fine. We can do that. I'll do anything for a sponsor video, for some hashtag SpawnCon.
Sure.
But that's... I mean, listen, if there's a taser manufacturer listening right now, clearly I'm in. Clearly I'm open to being tased. At this point, I feel like I'm going to keep offering to get tased until eventually I finally get it wrong in like 6 years. Like, all right, well, finally it caught up to me.
Somebody's just going to walk up to you one of these days and just tase you.
Oh, man. It's always so fun to meet people that are like, hey, I love this show, or here's the thing.
Hey, you know, you said you want to be tased?
Yeah, that's always a really fun experience, genuinely. Yeah.
No, I'm just imagining, like, you're walking along the street and there's suddenly just that. And then as you're laying there on the ground, just they go, love your show!
Yeah, that's the way to do
it. I don't want someone to walk up to me and then just, we're just walking towards each other, and they just whisper, I love Dick Justice. And then like that would, I would hate that. Please don't do that. At worst, at most, I would accept maybe one of those like little hand buzzer kind of things when you shake someone's hand that shocks you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like that's still not super cool because at that moment we're still theoretically strangers. And I don't really want to be shocked by a stranger, at least until we've established how you knew
some
to shock
grounds.
Me. Yeah, we got to establish a few ground rules here. Please don't tase me in public.
And if you do, just make sure you're recording it and he just wants rights to those video, that video. That's all.
Fair. Yeah, that's true. So the Raiders are like kind of good.
Yeah.
They're like a competent football team. I am remaining blindly confident that they will lose to the Chiefs after the Chiefs come off a bye. But like the Raiders beat the Broncos, meh. Won at the Colts. Chiefs couldn't do that. Couldn't beat the Colts at all. They beat the Bears, eh. Like that, eh. Lost to the Packers, lost to the Texans. Beat the Lions, eh. And beat the Chargers. TBD for sure what's going on there, but like that's a nice win. It's in the division, all that. I think that the Raiders are one of many teams in the NFL that have like a good case for a playoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're, you know, if you're going to expand it to just, you're going to go AFC, are they definitely better than the Bills? I don't know. Are they better than the Steelers? I don't know. That team's really weird also. What about the Browns? They're 3-6. If the Browns and Raiders played this weekend, would you feel great about how you're betting there? No, I wouldn't. Texans, Colts, Titans, Jags, the entire AFC South? I don't know. But they are a competent team, and currently, because they already had their bye week and the Chiefs haven't, the Raiders are one game behind the Chiefs, they're a half game behind the Chiefs, really, in the AFC West standings. This is my prediction still. These two teams are going to be 7-4 at best for the Chiefs whenever they play that game that I have predicted with all of the fervor in the world. Because the Chiefs really do need to win this game on Monday.
Yeah.
Like, the Titans game was really, really deflating for all the reasons we talked about last night and all the reasons we talked about on the postgame show and everything. It was really deflating, but it wasn't, for me, I'm spoiler alert to my end result here, it wasn't a game that made me go, well, they're not going to win the division. If they lose to the Chargers on Monday, I think they would still be favored, but they would be setting up to have a literal must win in that Chargers game after the bye. Because the Chargers' next two games are versus the Bengals and then at the Jets. I mean, my God. I guess there's like a chance that the Jets just at home, that game gets super weird and they win that game. Like, it's not unimaginable. The Bengals game kind of is. But then after that, let's say the Chiefs do beat the Chargers, okay? Beat the Chargers, go to the bye. The Raiders win those two games. These two teams are 7-4. And the Chiefs go at the Patriots. That's not great.
Mm-mm.
That feels like a loss right now. Versus the Broncos, feels like a win. At the Bears, come on. Like, they
14-point loss.
It seems, yeah. Right. That's one of those games that felt way better before they lost to the freaking Titans.
For sure.
And then it's the Chargers at home to end the season. Let's say they beat the Raiders, lose to the Patriots, beat the Broncos. We're now talking, and after beating they beat the Chargers, Raiders, and Broncos, three AFC West wins in a row, but losing to the Patriots in the middle there. They sit at 9-5 with those Bears and Chargers games happening. Back to the Raiders. 7-4, lose to the Chiefs, 7-5. They get the Titans and Jags at home. Both of those games are total toss-ups, like absolute toss-ups. Mm-hmm. And then at the Chargers, at the Broncos, yeah, same. The Raiders end their season with four games that could literally go in any number of ways that would not genuinely shock me. They could go 4-0, they go 0-4, they go 2-2, they whatever. None of that would stun me. And because of that, there's a legitimate chance that the Raiders pull off an 11-5 season. If the Raiders go 11-5, the Chiefs have to win against the Chargers. They certainly have to beat the Raiders. Hold that tiebreaker there. You can drop that Patriots game, but then that's it. Winning out with only a loss to the Patriots leaves the Chiefs at 11-5 also. Again, winning the tiebreaker because they would have beaten the Raiders twice. But that is on the table. Now, that's not very good opinion giving, saying that's a possibility. So I'll tell you this. I don't think I don't think the Raiders are going to be 11-5. I think they probably lose their game to the Chargers or something. Like I said earlier, they could legit lose to the Jets. They could also beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead. They could lose the Titans at home. They could lose to the Jags. My guess is that they will. Maybe a couple of those. Also right now, obviously, I don't feel awesome about the Chiefs going 5-1 from here on out. For obvious reasons. The Titans game really did take a bite out of those expectations.
I feel like I should feel really good about that.
Yeah.
But like
but
I
you can't.
Just,
you
but,
can't
yeah.
this week. You can't this week.
There's been too many games that you felt like they should have definitely won that they've lost.
Yep.
That any one of those games I feel like they should definitely win, they might lose.
They made a lot of mistakes against the Titans, and there were a lot of problems that were preventable. And that makes me a little optimistic and a little pessimistic because it shows that this is something they could control and also something that they have failed to control this far in. I think the Chiefs are going to win the AFC West. This is the first time all season that I've acknowledged the question. It popped up a little bit after losing to the Colts and Texans back-to-back. I scoffed. It came up after Mahomes got hurt and they lost to the Packers. I scoffed. Our door in here just spookily opened. It sounded like a ghost came into the room as the door popped open a little bit. It's the ghost of the Titans.
I'm scared.
It's the ghost of Chiefs-Titans games. I think they're going to win the division. I think the Chiefs are better than what we saw against Tennessee. I think the Raiders are a little bit worse than what we've seen from them as of late. But the fact that we have to talk about that right now is really alarming. And if they go and just crush the Chargers on Monday night, that conversation will totally shift and it'll be about can the Raiders grab a wild card spot. But it's not there right now, and it really puts a spotlight, I think, on how much this game against the Chargers matters. And then how much it will matter that they do beat the Raiders on the 1st of December. Which also, by the way, got to be a great chance that game gets flexed, right? I don't know what the currently scheduled Sunday Night Football game is for that week. But that could be a 7-4 versus 7-4 matchup for the AFC West. And then after that is the Patriots game. But that one, I think they've locked in.
Is that week 12 or week 13?
It's after the bye, after they play 11 games, so it'll be week 12. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Because week 12
you're right.
is Jets.
You're right. It's right. It's game 12, week 13.
Okay. So I've got.
What's the week before
Sunday,
that?
Sunday night. The week before this when the Raiders played the Jets. It's not on Sunday night. The Raiders played the Jets that week.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
The Sunday night game that week is Patriots-Texans. So.
Never mind.
That's
then.
Not. Yeah.
Never
that
mind.
That won't get flexed. No. The Monday night game is Vikings, Seahawks, and then
those can't get flexed.
Yeah. Then I'm trying to think. Why is there? Oh, that's. I was about to say. Why are there three games on Thursday night? And I was like, oh,
Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I was so confused for a second.
I kind of wanted that to be a Sunday night game, but that's all right.
Yeah.
There'll be the marquee matchup of the noon games.
I don't know.
On CBS. Maybe to get Romo. You know what? I'd be okay with that.
Getting,
give me the new game in Romo.
Yeah.
That's fine. That'll happen. All right. That's basically a primetime game. Rudy, sing us some Very White, please. If you missed it earlier, text line.
Oh, man.
You can get us on the text line, 913-912-4810. You can also tweet all of us individually or all together at Sports Radio 810. Use the hashtag AES on 810. Someone started the show by asking why Rudy's voice is so sexy like Barry White. I'm now going to ask Rudy to sing a lyric from a Barry White song in his best Barry White voice, which I guess is just his natural speaking voice.
Must be. We're no strangers to love. You know the rules.
This is a Rick Astley.
So do I. No. Well,
this is Rick Astley.
Oh, I typed in Barry White. And
why are you singing a Rick Astley? You know what? Never mind.
I just typed it up.
Never mind. Sing,
yeah,
never
like
gonna
Barry
give
White,
you up.
Never gonna give you up lyrics. That's like that's what the
what?
The Google search
what?
Says. But it does say here Rick Astley though. On
yeah,
your...
you know, getting Rickrolled. You that was a
oh,
thing
no.
while
so
you were on
is.
The internet, right?
So it's never, never gonna give you up by Barry White. That's where the confusion is.
I don't care.
Okay.
Go back to Never Gonna Give You Up, the Rick Astley version.
Go to Rick Astley. Yes.
Rudy
Barry White
as singing. Barry White sing. Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley, Beards,
the fact
music.
That you know Rick Astley, impressive.
Rickrolling, baby. You don't know Rickrolling?
I don't.
Beards, you ran for Rickrolling, right?
Of course.
You sent someone a link, and you're like, wow, I can't believe that you at this
oh,
link.
Oh, that
you
guy.
You can hack into your fantasy football lineups and change other people's
the
lineups.
The super nerdy-looking white guy.
Yeah.
The
we're
ginger.
No strangers
yeah.
To now you know the
Beards
now you know the
was
melody.
A singer back in the day, yeah.
Dude,
full
no.
commitment.
No, no, no. Start from the beginning.
Okay. We're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so
do I.
A full commitment's what I'm thinking of. You wouldn't get this from any other guy.
I
just want to tell you how I'm feeling. Gotta make you understand. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. Never gonna make you cry. Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie
and hurt you.
The music in the background made it so good.
Beards, can you make that our intro for the rest of the time? I don't ever want to hear any other liners or intros or anything else other than that forever.
Oh, I can't believe we did that.
All right, whenever we come back, we're going to chase that with some Colin Kaepernick talk.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
Let's go ahead and test that. Okay, ready?
Sure.
I'm going to say the name and you're going to hit the beep button as we get ready.
Cool.
Colin Kaepernick. What did you think that was going to... How did you think that was going to work, my dude?
With Joshua Briscoe.
Here, let's do it again. This time you can do it first, and we'll see how it goes. Ready?
Okay.
Colin Kaepernick. You still heard me say it. It's also with a beep. You dope. You fool.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
I really didn't expect to be talking about a mass NFL Pro Day workout for Colin Kaepernick this week. But that's where we are. This, tell me if this checks out to you guys. It could be twofold, or it could be one of two things here. One would be that I feel like people might be getting, like, slightly more chill about talking about Colin Kaepernick. But the other thing might just be that we haven't done it long enough. I forgot what it was like. Because there definitely have been some, like, Twitter threads that I've seen, like, oh, yikes, this dude's back.
It also feels like it's been long enough since all that started that it's now just, like, it feels like it's never going to happen anyway, so
like,
there's no bother.
And it's not like we don't have other, like, actual political issues to discuss as a country. Like, anybody turn on C-SPAN today? There's a lot happening. Like, we don't need to talk about Colin Kaepernick anymore. We have Ukraine. Like, we have primaries. There's another election coming up. Have we, like, maybe we washed that, the Kaepernick thing out of the system so we can, like, just even have a relatively normal conversation about a quarterback and, like, also acknowledge the full scope of his role over the last several years?
Is Ukraine a college quarterback?
Yeah. Yeah, James Ukraine.
Gotcha.
He is flying up the draft boards. He has no skills, but he's 6'8", so he will go top five.
To the Broncos.
He's basically Blaine Gabbert. Yeah.
Sean Elway is just counting down the days until he can draft.
Until he can draft James Ukraine. Yes. Forget how much college sports Rudy watches and how little C-SPAN. Don't worry. I'll bridge the gap. yeah, no, Zelensky's got a cannon. You wait till you find out. Not literally. Actually, well, that could have been a very good joke, but it would have taken a lot of explaining for, I'm guessing, an audience that wasn't ready for that joke about military aid to the Ukraine. That was what the joke was going to be about, but we're not going to try. So I don't know I don't know if we're going to be able to have this conversation without like three people texting 913-912-4810 to talk about how we need to stop talking about Colin Kaepernick. But like,
to be fair, like Clark Hunt talked about him today.
That's true.
Now he was asked. He didn't, you know, it was brought to him first. He didn't go out of his way. But yeah, still, like, it was talked about in regards to the Chiefs.
And he said they thought they'd probably have a scout out there.
I think that makes it viable.
That's a good point. And the full quote there was, he was asked about Kaepernick working out, and he said, "I haven't had a chance to speak with Veach about it, but I wouldn't be surprised if he sent someone, because Brett likes to turn over every stone. We're in a pretty good spot from a quarterback standpoint with our four on the roster right now, but Brett likes to be really thorough in his due diligence." So I'm not terribly interested in right now derailing the rest of the show to have a discussion about why Kaepernick hasn't been in the league for the last, 2.5 years now?
Feels like it's been way
it feels like it's been a decade.
That, but
it
yeah,
feels like he was playing with John Elway like instead of probably years. Needing to play for John Elway.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm not terribly interested in that whole conversation at this moment. And frankly, I don't know if I'm really going to want to have that conversation again anytime soon. But the fact that the NFL was just like, "Hey, everybody, we're gonna host a workout for Colin Kaepernick. Everyone can come. Also, it's on a Saturday and in like 3 days. All right, bye." Like, that's really weird and newsworthy.
Mm-hmm.
With any, like, that could be a lot of guys could be in that spot, and it would be newsworthy because it's so odd and it's so kind of specific. And I think at this point, most theories are conspiracy theories by the definition of what a conspiracy theory is. Like, why is this happening? We were kicking around a little bit earlier, and Beard said, "What was your inclination?" He said something that Will Cain had said about like the being a part of the settlement or
oh,
something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that's one thing.
That was something that he had said on the SportsCenter or whatever.
So, yeah, so, you know, maybe this was a part of Kaepernick's settlement. I would argue it doesn't seem like that, because it being like short notice, and then Kaepernick's camp apparently tried to move it back, mm-hmm, so he would have a little more time to prepare for it, but whatever. I don't know. Also, it would have taken this long out of the settlement. That's a whole thing. There was the thing about a month ago where his camp said that he still wants to play and is still working out to play and all of that. So this could be a reaction to that. But the NFL didn't need to react to that. My favorite theory that makes a little bit of sense and also makes it a little more plausible that he might play again than I would have said, you know, a couple days ago. And I still would not bet any money on it. But there's the idea.
Would you bet getting tased on it?
No, I wouldn't. Although yesterday I might have bet that he would never play again for a tase, and right now I wouldn't do that either. I can see the logic of a theory that goes sort of like this. By the way, there's already been other accentuating circumstances where like the NFL apparently said that they would publish who was there for the workout, and then they said they won't now. I can see the theory that a team or a couple of teams have genuine interest in Colin Kaepernick as a quarterback. Somebody pointed out the Titans are on a bye this week. They will be looking for a quarterback this offseason.
Mm-hmm. But they have one, Ryan Tannehill.
God, can you imagine what Kaepernick would have done the Chiefs defense on Sunday? Ugh. Like, Tannehill was running through giant...
I'm just
holes
ready
in the offensive
for it, because again, we forget. Ryan Tannehill was a college receiver.
We do forget. Apparently,
I'm ready
forgot.
For him to make that transition back.
Oh, wow.
Kaepernick to Tannehill.
Whew. Who's lined up? Watch who's out. That? Who's that lined up next to him in the backfield? That's Marcus Mariota.
Watch out, boys.
So,
Cam Newton at tight end.
I kind of like the idea. The theory that a team or two is genuinely interested, mm-hmm, in Kaepernick, but in this league built on courageousness and making tough decisions and weathering PR nightmares to keep guys on your team, that one or two of the teams went to the NFL and was like, "Hey, so what if there was just like a whole NFL-wide workout situation. It'd be good PR for the NFL, giving Kaepernick a shot again. Like, we're totally not blackballing him. And what it would do is, I mean, we could come watch him throw footballs, but we're not going to have to let people know that we're the team that brought him in for a workout, because that PR storm makes us a little nervous. It's supremely cowardly.
But...
and... pretty plausible.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that seems pretty plausible.
Like, if you're a fan, if you're where your fan base is going to be mad at you for even bringing them in for a workout,
if the Bears
they're not
going to
be mad at, they're not going to be mad at you for attending a workout that he has, because it's going to be like, oh well, yeah, we of course we want our team to, like, you know, to look at everything and you know, look under every up into every stone or
it
whatever.
It also, like, might be secret now too, by the way.
And that's the other thing. So, but like, if you're the team, like, I saw Washington says they will be there. Most Washington fans are probably like, well, yeah, we want our team there. It's just due diligence. You
sure.
Know?
Can you imagine?
It's just due diligence.
Can you imagine? It's Schefter tweet. Colin Kaepernick has been signed by an undisclosed team. We'll suit up, maybe. And it's
can
just
you
like
imagine?
Every team has a player that walks out on the field in like a face mask, so you don't know don't know where he actually has been signed.
Oh, man.
You just gotta find dudes with a similar build, and it's in the next CBA.
Gotta find 31 of them.
That every single team has to roster a Colin Kaepernick body double.
Stunt double.
Who is just always on the sidelines, but a couple teams, they find out, what's that? He can actually play. So you got a couple of them playing, but which one's the real Kaepernick? People don't even know where to protest. And if so, I mean, how will they even do it? So, like, there are so many factors to this that I find genuinely extremely funny.
Yeah.
Just because, again, like, it's this billion-dollar industry. What these teams are like, what did Greg Hardy do? Can you still get a sec? Bring him in! Yeah, bring in Greg Hardy. Like, now it's like, well, what if he just kind of, like, works out? What if he works out in a park and we just, like, fly a drone over there just to find out if it's worth it for us to bring this guy in? Like, can you?
Post his workout on Twitch.
Yes! Could we? Hey, listen. Hey, Raj. It's me, a GM using a vocoder, because I don't even want you to know. Hi, I'm a general manager of one of your teams. Could we live stream Kaepernick throwing some footballs so we can find out if it's worth it to have him in for an actual workout? Over. And I don't expect him to sign anywhere this season for what it's worth. Like, it would be a little bit weird. But if, you know, if, here's the thing, man. I want someone to find me and put their name on this statement. Matt Nagy's offense would be worse with Colin Kaepernick than it is currently with Mitchell Trubisky. Find me. Find me. And here's the thing, though. And this is where, like, this whole group workout thing works out. Because, like, oh, well, he wasn't very good. Yeah. He wasn't very good with, you know, a very, very poor situation around him, whatever. He'd been in a Super Bowl a little bit before that. He was very good at some point.
Josh called him could be the best quarterback ever or whatever, talent-wise.
Yeah, Josh did say that.
Yep.
When did anybody say that about Mitchell Trubisky in the NFL? But anybody? Did that ever happen? No? Okay. All right, I was just wondering. Like, and that's the thing. If it was any other dude, he'd get a look. Like,
yeah,
that's
for sure.
Literally inarguable at this point. Steve Ballmer's losing his bleep on the sidelines and this TV in front of me.
If he was any other guy, he'd be in the NFL.
Yeah,
like, 100%. With his talent level, like, he would be
RG3 is backing up Lamar Jackson.
Worst case, he's a backup quarterback somewhere. You know, that's worst case.
And then the immediate counter argument is, if you can get through the intellectual dishonesty of, like, well, he wouldn't get into this league on merit, that's starting Ryan Finley and Mitch Trubisky and whatever, like, if you can get past that, and please get past that, then you can say, well, is it worth the PR that comes with it to have that discussion to see if you can play? First of all, it's the most important position on the field. And if you lose, if
not punter,
maybe second to punter, like, the Colts may have just lost a playoff spot because Brian Hoyer is backing up Jacoby Brissett. I mean, that just happened. They lost a game they wouldn't have won with a better quarterback because Brian Hoyer was playing quarterback for them. Now you say, well, it's not worth bringing in Kaepernick as a backup. Well, this is not to compare either players or situations, but the Saints are glad they spent money on Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah.
That is a form of sacrifice for that guy.
I feel like this is the NFL season that really has shown the importance of having, like, a good backup quarterback, because Teddy Bridgewater went undefeated. The Chiefs played well with Matt Moore. Like, they it helped them.
The Colts are in a complete disaster.
Yeah,
right.
Jacoby Brissett helped them out. Like, kept them competitive until he got hurt.
They
and
scored
also,
12
the
points.
Titans have two quarterbacks.
That's true.
Yes.
They have two receivers.
Yes.
Just ask Bill Polian. He actually loves Tannehill. The Colts put up 12 points on the Dolphins in a season where they had a legit path to a wild card spot that now feels like it's going to be pretty hard to get to because there's
a
lot of contenders for that.
We're supposed to be apocalyptically bad.
Yes.
Well, in a way they are because they're so bad that they can't even tank right.
Yeah, I can't believe
they're
not playing
Rosen. Apparently their coach is too, I guess, their coach might be too good.
Yeah.
They might have got too good of a coach. I think they forgot when they were in a tank.
He's too powerful.
Yeah, we got too good of a coach.
So, if you are the Colts, and again, right now it's too late. It's too late for the Colts to bring in Kaepernick. I told you, if Mahomes is out for the season, we can have this discussion. I was never going to have this about Matt Moore for 3 weeks. I told you that, man. Listen, everyone listening knows I think he should be in the league and should have been in the league for the entirety of his career up through this point. I don't think the Chiefs should have brought him in for 3 football games.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are a team like the Bears or Titans or Colts or maybe the Panthers or any team interested in Cam Newton whose cap number would be significantly higher, you should have some. If you're Washington, you want to have somebody compete with Dwayne Haskins. Yeah. If you want to even the Buccaneers, sure. What are they going to do with Jameis next year? Yeah. I don't freaking know. Bruce Arians, though, gets his pick between those two guys. Check out a couple other quarterbacks in the draft. Maybe you want to give Kaepernick a year while you actually develop a young guy. Have a quarterback. Hey, Denver, what if you wouldn't have brought in Joe Flacco and would have had a quarterback who at least you could have found out if he was competent enough to actually hold that spot away from Drew Lock for long enough to let him develop? Quarterbacks are really important and really hard to find, so it makes sense to send your guy to this workout. And even if it is a PR stunt, and even if it smells fishy on some level, which it absolutely does to me, even with all the different complicating factors of all of this, there are so many teams in the league that could really use a quarterback. And maybe Kaepernick has cooled down just enough for somebody who wouldn't have taken a shot on him a year ago to do it now. And it has absolutely cost teams games. Or at the very least, it would have cost them nothing to really put him through a workout and try to evaluate that. And all the arguments that I'm sure people have thought of or tried to call in with and then realized that we're not taking calls. A lot of that was addressed by Kaepernick's camp like a month ago, which may have in part led to this. I seriously, for once on this topic, I'm not really here to like get on a soapbox and talk about what it says about the morality of America, even though I do find conversations like that interesting. That's not what I'm here to do now. I think it's really interesting that this workout is happening and that somebody made it happen.
Yeah. And it's smart for every team to be there because, again, and even if it's nothing to do with this year, because, let's throw the Chiefs in, bringing in Colin Kaepernick and having him learn an offense just in case. There's so many things
that would have needed
it's
to
so
happen
late in the season. Yeah.
In May. Yeah.
But getting this figured out now to see where he's at, to where all of a sudden now when you get to the offseason, you can genuinely evaluate your situation and determine, do we have a backup quarterback or do we have a starting quarterback for one? There are plenty of teams that need a starter.
Yep.
I'll be interested. Greg Roman's a name that's been thrown around a lot, who may get an off or head coaching job this next year.
That would be interesting.
He was Colin Kaepernick's OC in San Francisco. He's currently Lamar Jackson's OC. If he is a guy who does get a job, that feels like, depending on what job you get, especially if you don't have a quarterback, that feels like that'd be a move I might go with because it's a quarterback who you're at least comfortable with and it's talented.
I think it's really interesting, and I'm sure that everyone within our listening range was super cool about everything we said throughout that entire segment.
Yeah.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
This is not going to be a 15-minute segment on Colin Kaepernick. Don't skip ahead. It's okay.
Shh. With Joshua Briscoe.
Beetlejuice, 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 Kaepernick.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
We have a minute, and I would like to tell you something that I learned today. It's an article in the Chicago Tribune where the Chicago Bears, throughout their pre-draft process of the year of the quarterback, they met and did a private workout and went to dinner with Patrick Mahomes and Mitchell Trubisky. They didn't do that for Deshaun Watson.
Who? I heard a story actually about this.
What the hell?
I heard
a
story about this today that John Fox really liked Deshaun Watson, but Ryan Pace was just keeping John Fox out because he knew he was going to get fired. Because he was going to fire him.
How terrible could you possibly be at your job as a GM and evaluator of quarterbacks in that year's draft to have those three guys not so much as buy dinner for Deshaun Watson and then settle on Mitch Trubisky?
Trade up for him from a spot.
3-2. God, I'm glad they did.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.